always say Bismillah before you do anything. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here has praised Himself and has commanded all of us to praise Him. And at the end of every affair, we always say, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. For indeed, Alhamd is Lillah in the heavens, on the earth, in the beginning, at the end. This is very fundamental to Islam. A Muslim, when he appreciates something of Allah's creation, he exclaims, Alhamdulillah. When he becomes happy of something good happening to him, he exclaims, Alhamdulillah. If he encounters, subhanAllah, this is a Muslim, brothers and sisters, if he encounters that which he might perceive or she might perceive as good, as bad, yet the Muslim says, Alhamdulillah. Implementing the great hadith of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ إِنَّ أَمْرَهُ كُلَّهُ لَهُ خَيْرٌ وَلَيْسَ ذَٰلِكَ لِأَحَدٍ إِلَّا لِلْمُؤْمِنِ إِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ صَرَّاءٌ شَكَرْ فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ وَإِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ ضَرَّاءٌ صَبَرْ فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ. How wonderful, dear creatures, the hadith mentions, is the affair of a believer. Everything is good for him, of a believer. And the hadith says, and this is not the case for anyone except a believer. Except a believer. If prosperity attends, he says, Alhamdulillah. He says, Alhamdulillah. If adversity befalls him, he endures it patiently, and that is better for him. Because he says, Alhamdulillah, why? Because he knows that this is a test from the Almighty Lord. So that which is perceived as a problem turns to opportunity. So whenever you think that you are falling into a calamity, Brothers and sisters, understand that Allah Ta'ala, He is testing you. A Muslim, wallahi, never ever falls in a calamity. Because that calamity is perceived a problem, but in reality, it's an opportunity for you. It's an opportunity to increase your reward and erase sin and raise your status in paradise. So we say, in that time, at the time of calamity, Alhamdulillah, all praise is due to Allah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Rabb, what does Rabb mean? This is what you're reading every single day, at least 20 times in prayer. Have we understood the word Rabb, the Lord? Have you understood how this powerful meaning it means? This word? Rabb primarily means the one who is in charge. It is the authority figure. Here, it means, it expresses the belief of absolute universal Godhead. For wallahi, brothers, indeed Allah Ta'ala is the soul, the absolute, the ultimate owner of this universe. And He alone has the full independent authority to act in the whole cosmos, in the whole universe. Isn't He not the supreme master who created the universe and watches over it, ensuring its stability, ensuring its well-being? And do not be deceived by those blasphemous statements of those that said Allah Ta'ala has forsaken or has abandoned the universe. This is absolutely absurd to even think this. Not only absurd, the creatures, it is disbelief. As the meaning of Al-Alameen, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. What's Al-Alameen? Al-Alameen means every single thing other than the Creator. As Pharaoh, when he asked Moses alayhi salam, what is the Lord of Al-Alameen? He said, Rabbu samawati wal ardi wa ma baynahuma. The Lord of the heavens and the earth and all that which is in between. How beautiful is this meaning?